High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
We bid you good evening from Mound City High School. Our continuing coverage of the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A doubleheader we have for you. Up first, it'll be girls basketball, third place consolation game. That's the Mound City Panther girls facing the South Holt Lady Knights. And then the second game of the evening coming up will be the boys championship game with the Mound City Panthers taking on the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Alongside tonight is Cody Schwong. Cody, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Randy.
Glad to have you with us once again tonight. It's been a long week of basketball. Tonight will be our 14th and 15th broadcast from here at Mound City. We did three games on Monday. We had four of them Tuesday night for you. We did four games Wednesday night. We did the consolation and championship games last night, two games. Two more tonight. We'll have 15 broadcasts under our belt as we wrap up the tournament here this evening. It's been another dandy, the 63rd annual tournament, well attended. The folks in Northwest Missouri like to turn out and support their basketball teams, and this year has certainly been no exception with all the COVID protocols and things that we've had in the past. It's good to see things kind of halfway back to normal.
Yeah, most definitely. The gym is starting to fill up here. Of course, you got Mound City girls playing in the consolation game here first tonight, and then the boys obviously in the championship game later on, and I think it'll be full on that Mound City side.
Oh, I'm sure it will. A lot of Panther fans. And the game completed a few minutes ago on the boys' side for the fifth-place consolation game. South Holt defeated Northland Christian in that game, the final, 67-58. South Holt over Northland Christian in the fifth-place consolation game completed just a few moments ago. Right now it's going to be time to take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' third-place consolation game. Here to take a look with the starters is Cody Schwong.
All right, tonight starting for the Mound City Panther girls and Coach Katie Doherty. She will start Sydney Meadows, a senior at 5'9", Kendall Hucks, another senior at 5'8", Elizabeth Lowcamper, a junior at 6', Taylor Quilty, a senior at 5'7", and another senior, Bailey Long, at 6'. That'll be the starting five for the Mound City Panthers this evening. For the South Holt Lady Knights this evening, it'll be Rayleigh Geyer, a senior, Riley Schroeder, a junior, a senior, Chloe Prusman, a freshman, Miley Prusman, and a junior, Zoe Prusman, for Coach Josh Peterson in the South Holt Lady Knights this evening.
So you've got Chloe, Miley, and Zoe Prusman starting. Olivia Prusman on the bench, just chomping at the bit to get in. So we'll hear a lot of the name Prusman here tonight for the South Holt Knights. Again, it's the Mound City Panthers, the South Holt Knights. This is the girls' third-place consolation game. We're going to step aside and take a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong, back with you here at Mound City High School. You know, Cody, looking down here at the scorers table, I have nothing but admiration and respect for the officials for this tournament. They catch a lot of heat from these fans. These are very vociferous fans at this tournament. They let the referees know when they do not approve of something. I went down before the consolation game earlier and just talked with the guys a little bit. And I asked the head referee there, the big guy, I said, hey, can I get your cell number? And he said, sure. And he started to give it to me. He said, what do you want it for? I said, well, we're working the game on the radio in case any of our fans have any questions. He says, I don't think we want to do that.
So we don't want to go there.
Anyway, nice guys. They work hard, and I really appreciate the effort they put in. We're finding that out right now all across the country. There's a shortage of officials. People are not wanting maybe to put up with some of the stuff that they have to, and it's even forced some games to be moved to Thursday nights just because they couldn't find Friday night games.
Right.
So.
Looks like one change in the South Holt starting lineups. Abby Sipes is starting for the Knights tonight. Just noted that before the game here.
All right, jumping it up. We're ready to get underway here. Low Kemper jumps it up. She'll go up against Zoe Prusman, the tip controlled by the Mound City Panthers. In the fourth court is Sydney Meadows. On the right wing is Taylor Quilty. Back to Quilty again. Meadows at the top of the key. She and Quilty play catch with it. Low Kemper, baseline right side. Turnaround shut off. Up off and no good. Rebound by Bailey Long. Skip pass across court to the far side. Kendall Huck with the basketball into Bailey Long. Right side, moving toward the hoop is Quilty. Shot is up and good. Taylor Quilty with the first 2 points of the ball game, and Mound City goes on top 2-0. Just underway, 7:27 to play first period. Girls, third place consolation game here in the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational. South Holt with a pass wide of the mark. They were trying to get it over to Miley Prusman, too tall. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover right back to the Lady Panthers. Low Kemper in backcourt, takes a couple of dribbles, now picks up her dribble, needs help. They get it to Quilty at the midcourt line. Quilty works her way across the timeline, feeds it looking to Kendall Hucks on the baseline, left side of the basket. The pass too sharp there, got away out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be a turnover back to South Holt. Inbound the pass to Abby Sipes, who's in the starting lineup. Sipes comes to the left elbow with the basketball, sets up a cross-court pass to the far side, gets it over to Miley Prusman. Miley Prusman comes to Sipes again at the top of the key. Now Raylee Geyer with the dribble. Geyer dribbles to the baseline, left side, got trapped down there, tried to flip it back inside to Zoe Prusman. Ball is tipped away and stolen, and here comes Mound City up the court. On the dribble is Sydney Meadows. Meadows, a cross-court pass to the left elbow. Kendall Hucks holds the ball up top again to Meadows. Hucks with it, open look for three. Kendall Hucks off the back of the iron. Quilty battling for the rebound, knocked away out of bounds. It went off of Quilty. She was down there fighting with Riley Schroeder for that rebound, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to South Holt. Knights with the basketball. They trail 2-0 here early in the ball game. 6:32 to play in the first period. South Holt into forecourt on the left wing. Pass comes to Abby Sipes. Sipes bounce pass up to Schroeder. Schroeder pulls up for a three from the top of the key. Bank shot off the glass. And got to check that. That was Miley Prusman. And Prusman nails a three. I thought it was Schroeder for a moment. 20 and 30. Thank you there, Cody. I saw you look at that. Here's a steal. Back the other direction comes South Holt on the dribble. Zoe Prusman with the ball. Zoe Prusman to the left side. Raylee Geyer. Geyer guarded closely out here on the defense by Sydney Meadows. Geyer goes up top with it. Prusman around the horn to the right elbow. Inside on the baseline right side, going up is Zoe Prusman. Ball is deflected, knocked away by Mound City. It'll stay with the South Holt Knights.
3-2 the score. South Holt in front. 5:49 to play, first period.
Oh, nice play there off the back of one of the defenders. Sipes with the ball at the free throw line. Jump shot up, couldn't get it. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Nobody trusted. It'll belong to Mound City. Panthers will have it. First quarter, 5:43 to go. This is the third-place consolation game. The inbound pass to Bailey Long. Long gives it back to Low Kemper. Still in backcourt, Quilty. Quilty across the timeline, Sydney Meadows. Kendall Hucks from the corner left side for three. No, Bailey Long has a rebound taken away by little Abby Sipes. Sipes somehow tipped that ball away and came out of there with it. Sipes off to the right side. There's a long three from the right elbow up off no good. Try for follow shot. Put back won't go. Put up by Riley Schroeder. And a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Riley Schroeder, I think, to the line here. We'll should be shooting two shots.
That foul is going to be called on Mound City's Taylor Quilty. On Taylor, that's her first personal foul. Team's first of this first quarter as Schroeder goes to the free throw line.
At the free throw line, Riley Schroeder. First shot is up. Off the rim doesn't go. She'll have a second shot coming. 3-2 our score if you're just checking in with us. South Holt up by one over Mound City here in the girls' consolation game. Now the official stops the action here for a moment. What happened? Lane violation?
Maybe a lane violation.
She didn't get to take the second shot, whatever it was. 5:21 to go first quarter. Mound City's basketball, they're down by one. Quilty in backcourt. Bounce pass, tried to get it across to Sidney Meadows. It goes off the foot of one of the defenders here for South Fold. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Mound City. Possession with the Lady Panthers. Inbound the pass, Lowkemper tosses it into Quilty, up to Sidney Meadows. Meadows looks to the right to Kendall Hux with the pass. Hux, lob pass underneath, Lowkemper, jump shot, baseline right side, doesn't go. Whistle and a foul will put Lowkemper to the line, where she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is going to be called on South Holt's Riley Schroeder. On Schroeder, that'll be her first personal foul, team's first of the evening.
Elizabeth Lowkemper, a 6-foot junior, at the line shooting two shots. The first is on the way up and off the iron. Hit the left side, bounced straight in the air, and wouldn't go down for her. Checking in now for Mound City. Go ahead.
Abby Gibson checking into the ballgame for Mound City.
Replacing Bailey Long. Lowkemper ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is up, and this one is off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to South Holt. In a hurry down court with the basketball, that's Raylee Geyer. Geyer into the corner right side. Now dribbling to the baseline in the corner, Miley Prusman. Long shot for three. That was Miley, right?
That was Miley.
Okay, Miley Prusman with her second three-pointer. She has all six of South Holt's points now. South Holt up 6-2. Mound City's basketball. Sidney Meadows in the paint. Little floater off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket there by the junior. Sidney Meadows is 5'9", and she went between two defenders and put a little bank shot off the glass straight in. 6-4 our score. A downcourt pass is deflected away and knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Panthers. Who you got checking in there?
Olivia Prusman checking into the ballgame now for South Holt.
Told you we'd find another Prusman if we could here pretty quick. With the ball is Raylee Geyer. Geyer kicks it over to the right side. Lob pass underneath, too long, gets away out of bounds. It'll turn it over and give it back to the Mound City Panthers. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. 6-4, Mound City trailing South Holt. Full court pressure now by the Lady Knights. Into Quilty it comes, Taylor Quilty, to the near side, Lowkemper. Lowkemper gives it back to Abby Gibson. Oh, Quilty gave it back to Gibson. She didn't get established. Over and back will be the call of turnover for the Lady Panthers. Basketball will belong to South Holt. Miley Prusman will inbound it at the midcourt line on the far side. Miley inbounds the pass into Abby Sipes. Sipes works it up between the rings on the top of the circle. Passes to the right side. Zoe Prusman tries to put it inside the paint, but a whistle. And a timeout is going to be taken here by the South Holt Knights. 4:03 to play first period. 6-4 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong back with you tonight here in Mound City, the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. 4:03 left to play in this, the first quarter of the girls' third place consolation game. The South Holt Lady Knights leading Mound City 6-4 in kind of a low scoring contest so far out here, Cody.
Very low scoring so far. Just shots not falling so far.
Up next, it'll be the boys' championship game, Mound City taking on LeBlanc, and I look for that to be a good one. Fun to watch Tony Osborne play for the, well, fun to watch all the kids, but Tony's a standout out there. He's
when you have 48 points in the game, it's,
yeah,
it's fun.
As Panthers go, he's a different breed of cat, I'll tell you that for sure. Waiting to inbound it on the baseline, the South Holt. They get it up top on the right side to comes into Olivia Prusman. Olivia Prusman on the dribble. Takes one dribble, picks up the ball. Now tries to put it inside the paint. Knocked away by Quilty for a minute. The ball's loose on the floor. And Mound City comes up with a loose basketball. Kendall Hux in backcourt. Up to Quilty across the timeline. Quilty looks to the corner right side. Gets it down deep on the baseline right to Abby Gibson. Driving shot up. Gibson can't get it. And the rebound comes down to the South Holt. Knights give the outlet pass to Raylee Geyer. She'll work it down court one-on-one against Sidney Meadows. To the left elbow, Olivia Prusman. Back up at top, it comes to Abby Sipes. Sipes looks over to Prusman on the left side. That's Olivia. Olivia Prusman, bounce pass into traffic. No place to go. Double team, triple team. Traveling is going to be called. A turnover for South Holt. We'll give the ball back to Mound City.
Stepping back into the game is Riley Schroeder for the South Holt Knights, replacing Olivia Prusman.
I have trouble with 20 and 30. I'll have to remember Schroeder's got the bun of hair on top there. That'll help me out. In backcourt, it comes to Quilty at the midcourt line. Quilty, bounce pass to the right side, Gibson. Working the ball now, Sydney Meadows. Meadows, a cross-court pass in the corner on the baseline left side of the basket. Moving toward the hoop over there is Abby Gibson. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Schroeder. Schroeder gives it up court to Rayleigh Geyer. Geyer gets control of the ball and now hands it to Abby Sipes. Sipes driving in, puts a layup up off the glass, no. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Mound City, apparently. And South Holt's going to keep possession of the basketball.
2:42 to play. First quarter still 6-4 in favor of South Holt here.
6-4. I think I can keep that scoring straight here so far, Cody. Inbound the pass on the right side is Miley Prusman. Her shot for three is up and off. No good. The rebound is pulled down by Lowkemper. Lowkemper down court. Oh, she was trying to throw the long pass down court to Abby Gibson. Gibson couldn't get to it, and it gets away out of bounds. A turnover for Mound City. Oh, did somebody touch it?
South Holt must have tipped it. I did not see that either.
Tipped it at the far end. They weren't anywhere near it down here, for sure. Mound City's basketball. Quilty inbounds it to the left side. A shot for three is up. Off no good. Quilty with the rebound. Taylor Quilty, follow shot up and good. Taylor stumbled just a little bit down there on the baseline, but managed to get her balance enough to flip the ball up off the glass and get it down. Down court pass to Zoe Prusman. Zoe Prusman across the timeline, spin move. Pulls up outside the three-point arc, up top to Abby Sipes. Sipes stands between the rings at the top of the key, has it knocked away by Quilty. Basketball grabbed up by Sydney Meadows. Meadows down court, one-on-three, fast break, decides to back it out and come to Quilty on the right elbow. Back up to Sydney Meadows at the top of the free throw circle. Kendall Hucks on the left wing. Lowkemper in the paint, goes to Quilty, right side of the lane. Quilty from 12 feet, off the glass, no good. And the rebound to Miley Prusman. Prusman down court on the far sideline, a minute 45 to play in the first period. All tied up at six. This is Abby Sipes handling the ball. Sipes, bounce pass to the right elbow. Prusman, back up top, and comes now again to Rayleigh Geyer. Geyer with a spin move at the free throw lane. She's inside the paint to the left wing. A long three is on the way up and good by Zoe Prusman. Zoe Prusman hits the three. 9 points for the Knights of South Holt, and all nine of them coming on three-point shots here. 9-6, your score. Lowkemper in backcourt. Down court, now they get it to Sydney Meadows. Free throw line jump shot. Meadows comes up short, trying to save it from going out of bounds with Kendall Hucks, and she couldn't get to it. There's Olivia Prusman back into the lineup for South Holt, and Bailey Long checking back in.
Also checking in for Mound City, Ava Barnes for the first time.
All right, Ava Barnes on the floor. Barnes comes over defensively now to pick up on Schroeder. Schroeder gives the ball back to Miley Prusman. Miley Prusman wanted to come to Rayleigh Geyer. Wait a minute, we got a whistle on the far side.
We're going to call it moving screen.
Okay, away from the ball here.
Moving screen's going to be called on Riley Schroeder. On Schroeder, that's her second personal foul now. Team second of this first half.
1 minute left to play in this first quarter. 60 seconds to go. 9-6 your score. South hold up by three. In backcourt is Lowkemper. Down court, they get it to Ava Barnes. Barnes is met up, and no, she'll travel with the ball. That was good defense there on the part of Riley Schroeder. She kind of snuck in behind Ava Barnes and blindsided her. When Barnes turned around, there was no place to go, and she traveled with the ball. Here's the inbound pass from Miley Prusman. Tossed into Zoe Prusman. Zoe over onto the right side. Here's a three on the way, or a long two. Not going to be touched by anybody. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Mount City's basketball. 44 seconds to play in this first quarter. 9-6 if you're just joining us. South Holt up by three over Mound City. This is a third-place consolation game of the Mound City Girls Tournament. Quilty comes across the timeline to Sydney Meadows. Meadows has the ball dribbled away, stolen by Zoe Prusman. Zoe Prusman, with 30 seconds to go, brings it back into forecourt. She'll put a three up from the top of the circle that's off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Lowkemper. Lowkemper down to Sydney Meadows. Left side, Meadows feeds it to Quilty. Her shot off the glass up and good. Meadows with a nice assist. Taylor Quilty, the beneficiary of that, puts it in. She's got 6 points. It's 9-8, a one-point ball game. There's a three on the way from the left wing. Rebound, try for follow shot, not going to happen. Sydney Meadows came up with it, started up the court, and she'll be fouled, I think, by Raylee Geyer.
They're going to catch Geyer with the foul. That'll be Geyer's first personal foul, team's third of this first half.
2 seconds to go. Quilty is going to try and launch one from three-quarter court that won't get there. After one quarter of play, South hold up 9-8 over Mound City. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
After one quarter, we've got a dandy 9-8. South hold up by one. Here with second quarter action is Cody Swong.
All right, it'll be South Holt basketball coming into the second quarter. They're going from our right to our left. They're in the black uniforms here this evening. The inbound pass is taken by Geyer. She'll have it at the top of the key. She'll go to the right side with it. Now a bounce pass trying to get it inside to Schroeder that's knocked away out of bounds, and it will go a turnover to the Panthers here to start this second quarter. This will be Lowcamper taking it out of bounds. The Knights still in that full court press. Against it comes Quilty on the right side with it now. Cross court pass gets it to the top of the key to Meadows. Meadows will set up the offense. Now she'll go to Quilty with it on the right side, looking to bounce pass it into Long, whose ball's knocked away. It's on the floor. A scrum for it. People are diving on the floor, and I think they're going to call a jump ball.
Possession arrow stays with Mound City. Panthers will retain possession of the basketball.
So Mound City will keep the ball here. The ball will come into Sydney Meadows. Meadows brings it across the timeline, goes to Barnes with it on the left side now. The Knights in this defense, 2-3. Here's a three-point shot from Taylor Quilty that's nailed. She now has 9 points in the ball game, and the Panthers are in front 11-9. So Taylor Quilty doing the scoring for the majority for the Panthers here so far this evening. Now here's a steal by Bailey Long for the Panthers. She hands it off to Ava Barnes. Ava Barnes through traffic ends up in the hands of Quilty from the free throw line. Got it.
If I'm the coach right now, my strategy is give the ball to Quilty.
She is making everything right now. Here come the Knights the other way. This is Abby Sipes with the basketball. She'll go to the top of the key with it. Miley Prusman. Prusman hands it off to Geyer. Geyer will dribble on the right side down towards the right corner. Now she'll look at to get it inside. Ball tipped around, ends up in the hands of Lowcamper. Lowcamper credited with the steal there. She'll bring it across the timeline herself on the right side. Back into defense is the Knights. They're going into a 2-3 defense once again. Here's a pass inside to the right elbow to Bailey Long. 2-point jump shot for Bailey Long up and down. Long's first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a 7-0 run here for the Panthers to start the second quarter. 15-9 the score, 6:20 to play second quarter. The Knights come back the other way with it. Sipes looks to bounce pass it inside to Schroeder, and it'll go out of bounds. Panthers will take over.
Mound City kind of came out on fire here to start this second period.
They're coming back with the basketball. As we speak here, Long will pass it across the timeline to Meadows. Meadows will have it at the top of the key as the Knights retract out of that full court pressure into his own defense. Here's Lowcamper with it in the short corner. Here's Quilty for three from the right wing. Ooh, almost went down. Ends up in the hands on the rebound of Geyer. Geyer will bring it up the right side herself. Now she'll pull it back out to the top of the key. This is Miley Prusman with it. She'll dribble there. The Panthers in a man-to-man defense. Now she picks up her dribble with it. Looks to get it off to Geyer. Geyer will bring it to the right side once again. Lob pass inside to Zoe Prusman. Turnaround jump shot won't go down. Offensive rebound right there for it was Riley Schroeder, and Riley Schroeder up and good on the putback. That's her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 15-11 in favor of the Panthers now. 5:21 to play second quarter. The Knights still in the full court press here. Here's Ava Barnes with it in the right corner. Jump shot from the short corner. Won't go down. Offensive rebound right there is Bailey Long. Shot is up. Won't go down. Defensive rebound. That was Geyer under there. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound.
Foul is going to be called on Ava Barnes. On Barnes, it'll be her first personal team foul number two on the Mount City Panthers.
A couple of subs into the ball game for both teams. Kendall Hux will check back into the ball game, replacing Ava Barnes. And for the first time here this evening, Chloe Prusman will check into the ball game for the Knights. She'll bring it across the timeline. Will Prusman. She'll have it at the top of the key. Go left side with it to Miley Prusman now. She'll use her dribble. Spin move to the left elbow. Jump shot up and off. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Lowcamper. Lowcamper looking to push it. Ends up getting the ball stolen away from her by Geyer. And a whistle and a foul after Geyer got that steal.
Lowcamper is going to be called for the personal on Elizabeth. It's her first foul and team foul number three on the Panthers.
Another sub into the ball game for the Knights. This is Abby Sipes checking back into the ball game. She will replace Riley Schroeder. Riley Schroeder will sit down with the 2 points, and it'll be South Holt basketball with 4:49 to play here. Second quarter score again, 15-11, a 4-point favor in favor of the Panthers here early in the game yet. This is Miley Prusman with the basketball. She'll hold it at the volleyball spike line. Now the ball is tipped around. Oh, good defense by Kendall Hux there. Ends up in the hands of Sydney Meadows. After the steal by Hux, Meadows will bring it on the right side. Now she'll pull it back out. Looks to go to Quilty with it at the top of the key. Quilty will hold it there. Now looking to go inside to Bailey Long. She'll shoot a three from the top of the key that won't go down. Off back iron. Rebound comes down to Sipes. Sipes, outlet pass. It goes to Chloe Prusman. Prusman will bring it to the left wing. Now back up top it goes. Sipes right at the top of the key. Movement around. Here we go. Trying to get a lob pass inside to Prusman. That's stolen away by the Panthers once again. And here's a pass going to Sydney Meadows now. Panthers back the other way with it. Meadows dribbles into the paint. Dishes it off to Long, who won't get the jump shot to go down. Defensive rebound down to Sipes. Sipes looks to get it to Geyer. Does so on the left side. Across the timeline we go. This is Abby Sipes with it now. She'll hold it on the left side. Now top of the key it goes Miley Prusman. Prusman back to Sipes now. Looking to get it inside to Prusman. Zoe Prusman, that is, but the ball is stolen away by Lowcamper.
Well, Lowcamper's having a big night defensively here. She's had 5 or 6 steals already in the ballgame.
Also, a lot of rebounds for Lowcamper, too. We're not keeping track of rebounds, but she's got a handful of them. Panthers back the other way with it. Now here's Quilty. She'll shoot it from there. Ops out, not to. Goes to the top of the key. To Meadows. Around the wing it goes. This is Hux from the left wing. Just short off iron. Won't go. Rebound. Jump ball is going to be the call on the rebound between Lowcamper and Prusman. Subs into the ball game for Mound City. This is Abby Gibson checking back into the ball game for the Panthers. She will replace Taylor Quilty. And it'll be South Holt basketball. Possession arrow was in favor of the Knights there. So it'll be Knight basketball. Bringing it across the timeline for the Knights. Miley Prusman. She'll go to the right side with it to Geyer. Geyer looking to use her dribble. And now inside pass to Prusman underneath. Chloe Prusman misses the jump shot right there. And a whistle after the rebound as Lowcamper was getting the rebound there. Stepped on the baseline and it'll stay with South Holt.
Boy, Chloe Prusman had a look under there point blank range. Just couldn't get it to drop.
Inbound pass. We go to Geyer on the left side. She'll dribble through traffic. Puts up a shot in the lane and got that one to go down. Good dribble drive take there by Rayleigh Geyer for her first 2 points of the ball game. And it's a 2-point ball game once again, 15-13. Panthers still in front here, 2:35 left to go, second quarter. Here's Bailey Long with the right elbow jump shot that won't go down. Defensive rebound, it goes to Geyer once again, a whistle and a foul as she was trying to get the ball down the court.
Kendall Hux is going to get tagged for the personal on Kendall. That'll be her first personal foul, and that's team foul number 4 on the Panthers.
2:29 to play, second quarter. Mound City 15, South Holt 13. Again, we're in this third-place consolation game in the Mound City 63rd Annual Tournament. 15-13. It is in favor of the Panthers here so far. Let's see what happens here. Here's an open three-point shot by Chloe Prusman that won't go down. Offensive rebound right there for it with Zoe Prusman up and good. So Zoe Prusman doing some work on the offensive glass there, and it works out. We got a tie ball game in our hands. Here's a dribble the other way is Hux. Hux loses the handle on it, turned it over, ends up in the hands of Geyer, who will bring it up the right side now. Dribbles all the way underneath the baseline, tried to bounce it underneath to Zoe Prusman there, and the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. I believe it's going to stay with the Knights.
That was heads up by Geyer. She was able to drop the ball off one of the Mountain City players there and save the possession.
This will be Chloe Prusman triggering it in. It gets it inside to Zoe Prusman, who tries to go up with a shot and is fouled on the way up for the shot. So two shots coming for Zoe Prusman here from the free throw line.
I think Kendall Hux is going to get tagged for that one. On Kendall, that'll be, oh no, check that. I'm sorry, the foul is on Elizabeth Lowkemper. On Lowkemper, that's her second personal and team foul number 5 on the Panthers.
Zoe Prusman at the free throw line for the Knights. That first free throw rolls around, will not go down. She's got 5 points in the ball game with a three-pointer and a field goal, and she has an opportunity for a second free throw right here. 15-15 the score. Just under 2 minutes to play here, second quarter. Second free throw off as well, but an offensive rebound for the Knights once again. Here's Chloe Prusman with it on the left wing. Three, got it. Chloe Prusman enters the scorebook, and she gets in there with a three-point shot, and it's a three-point swing from Mound City to South Holt here. Mound City basketball, a minute 38 to play, second quarter. This is Sydney Meadows with it now. She goes to the right side with it. That was Abby Gibson. Now they'll play catch with it for here for a second. Lobs it into the free throw line. That's Bailey Long. Long cross-court pass to Hux. Another cross-court pass to Gibson, and pulling it out here to set up the offense. Now we go underneath to Lowkemper. Lowkemper back to Gibson.
Mount City seems just a little bit hesitant to shoot the ball here. A couple of girls had a pretty good look at it and decided not to take the shot.
So as Bailey Long was trying to shoot a right elbow jump shot there, she was fouled on the way up. She will have two opportunities from the free throw line.
Fouls on Raylee Geyer. On Geyer, her second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Knights.
First free throw is up and good for Bailey Long. She now has 3 points in the ball game. Subbing back in for the Knights is Abby Sipes. She will replace Miley Prusman. Second free throw for Bailey Long coming up right here. The senior takes aim, fires, and gets that one to go down as well. And we're back to a one-point game. South Holt in front, 18-17, encroaching on a 1 minute to play here, second quarter. Lob pass inside to Chloe Prusman. Goes up with the shot, whistle, and a foul. Two free throws coming for Chloe Prusman.
Foul's going to go on Kendall Hux. On Kendall, that is her second personal. Team foul number 6 now on the Lady Panthers.
Chloe Prusman at the free throw line for the first time here this evening. She will take aim at the first one. Shot is on its way up, will not go down. She's got 3 points on the evening. The Knights hanging on to that one-point advantage here. 18-17 our score. We're at 104 left to play, second quarter. Second free throw for Prusman up, bounces around, will not go down. So misses both of them, and we remain at a one-point lead for the Knights. Coming back the other way with it are the Panthers. This is Abby Gibson on the right side with it.
South Holt 0-6 from the charity stripe in this ball game.
All right, free throws win games here, Randy. Let's remember that here. Gibson has it on the right side, back to Meadows. At the top of the key, looking to burn a little clock. I did notice, Randy, without Taylor Quilty in the game, it seems like the Panthers are a little bit more hesitant to shoot. I did notice that. Now here's a turnover, and it'll go back to the Knights.
Yeah, pass wide at the mark as Raylee Geyer was trying to get it over here to Miley Prusman, and Prusman couldn't hold on to it.
This will be Knights basketball. This will be Prusman going to Schroeder in the left corner. Oh, nice pass underneath to Geyer. Wide open was Raylee Geyer, and she has her second field goal of the evening, and it's back to a three-point lead for the Knights. We're down to 18 seconds to play second quarter. 20-17 now the score in favor of the Knights. Here's a pass that's stolen away on the trying to get it down court. Geyer ends up with it. Layup, good. 6 quick points for Raylee Geyer, and it's a 5-point lead. Down to 3-2. Here's a shot by Abby Gibson. Off the glass, won't go down, and there's the horn for the end of the first half. The South Holt Lady Knights are up 22-17 over the Mound City Panthers here at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back with first half scoring, and then we'll take a look at the weather and be back for second half action. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime of this girls' third-place consolation game of the 63rd Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. At the half, the Southfold Lady Knights leading Mound City 22-17. Time now for our halftime scoring recap being presented by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. At Armbruster Motor Company, they're committed to providing you with the highest level of service, so you'll always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's Cody.
Like Randy said, this halftime score is 22-17 in favor of the South Holt Knights here. Scoring for the South Holt Knights in the first half looks something like this. Raylee Geyer with 6 points. Miley Prusman with 6 points on a couple of three-point field goals. Chloe Prusman has 3 points. Riley Schroeder has 2 points. And Zoe Prusman has 5 points for their total of 22. For the Mound City Panthers, they were led by Taylor Quilty. She had 11 points, the only player in double figures here in the first half. Bailey Long had 4 points, and Sydney Meadows added 2 for their total of 17.
Mound City, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. South Holt, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 0 for 6, and that could make a difference here, although South Holt right now with the advantage. This halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. They invite you to speak to one of their highly qualified sales team members about a new or used vehicle today. Armbruster Motor Company presenting our halftime scoring recap. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, then we'll update you on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then our producer-engineer, Kurt Kilman, will send you right back out here to Mound City for second half action. We'll be back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com, or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit Nemaha County Hospital. Hospital.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Zapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Zapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. As we go into tomorrow, we're going to see a drop in temperature due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Sunday, we will see a slight warm-up as the warm front of a low pressure system starts to move through our area, bringing our temperatures up about 10 degrees. Going into Monday, however, we're seeing a significant cool down of about 20 degrees. This is due to the cold front associated with the system passing through. As we go into Tuesday, we'll see our first chance for some precipitation with snow and rain showers possible. Your forecast for early this morning is mostly clear skies with a low at 31, northeast wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Looking at our weekend, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of 50. Sunday, partly sunny, warming up to a high of 59, with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour gusting up to 25. Going into Monday, mostly sunny with a high of only 37. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime of the girls' consolation game, third place here at the Mountain City Tournament with the South Hold Knights leading Mountain City 22-17. Well, Cody, after 15 games of Missouri high school basketball this week here at Mountain City, next week we'll be moving over to the Nebraska side of things. On Friday night, John Nixon will be over on KTNC as the Friend Bulldogs come to Falls City to face the Sacred Heart Irish. I'll be on the air Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, traveling with the Falls City Tigers to Johnson as they'll be facing Johnson Brock, both of those games girl-boy doubleheaders. And then on Saturday night, I'll be up at Freeman in Adams, Nebraska with the Falls City Tigers. So I'll have the Tigers on the air two nights in a row, Friday night on Sunny with Johnson Brock and Saturday night at Freeman over on KTNC. And then we'll have another full complement of games between then and Christmas. Lots of basketball coming up between now and the Christmas break. Again, 22-17 our score here. South Holt leading the Mountain City Panthers. Up yet? Up next yet tonight will be the boys' championship game, the Mound City Panthers and the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. And Cody, I'm really looking forward to that one.
That one should be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot
should,
of fun.
Should be a good time. So we're ready to move to third quarter action. My name is Randy Gatula. Back at our studios, Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, and our play-by-play announcer for quarter number three is Cody Schwan.
It'll be Mound City basketball out of the halftime break. Third quarter action about to begin. As Randy said, South hold up 22-17. And we got a lot of basketball yet to play here. Mound City with the basketball. This is Kendall Hucks with it on the left side. She'll go to Sydney Meadows with it. Now uses a screen from Bailey Long. She'll pick up her dribble now. Go to Quilty in the right corner. Quilty looking to get it inside the low camper. Knocked away out of bounds. Chloe Prusman getting the hand on that, knocking it out. We'll stay with the Panthers. Still early here in the third period. This is Taylor Quilty with it now on the right side. Underneath her own basket. Lobs it underneath. Goes outside to Kendall Hucks. She'll dish it off to Sydney Meadows on the left side. Now here comes Quilty with it back to the top of the key. Bounce pass it goes. Sydney Meadows can't control the pass from Quilty. A little bit wide for Meadows. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Knights early in the third quarter.
Nice crowd on hand here from Mound City.
Yeah.
And the boys game still coming up. The Panther fans have really turned out en masse. Good to see everybody here tonight.
A lot of fun, that's for sure. Here comes South Holt with it. Here's a dribble drive along the baseline by Geyer, trying to bounce it inside to Prusman, stolen away by Taylor Quilty. Quilty looking to get it across the timeline, does so to Lowcamper. Now Lowcamper will have it right at the top of the key, dribbles left side with it, hands it off to Hucks. Hucks back to Quilty. Now they'll play catch with it for a bit. Looking to get it inside to Long. Now they do so at the free throw line. Turn around, wants to shoot a jump shot. And good defense there by Zoe Prusman. She was going to contest that shot. Bailey Long didn't really have anything to do with it. Called for traveling. Turnover to the Knights.
That little bunny hop before
yep.
the shot will get you every time.
Here comes the Knights with the basketball. This is Chloe Prusman now. Goes to the left side to Geyer. Geyer picks up her dribble now. Now the ball is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Prusman. Now looking to get underneath the Schroeder. Schroeder shot up off a glass. Won't go down. Geyer trying to save it from going out of bounds. Does so. Bounces it off a Mound City defender. Good play there by Geyer. Hustle play, Randy. We like
real,
to see those.
Real hustle by Geyer. And then she went slamming into that pad, into the basket.
Good thing
hard.
That's there.
Yeah.
Here's a pass inside on the inbound to Prusman. Zoe Prusman, that is. Shot is blocked away there by Lowcamper. Lowcamper now controls the basketball. The Knights still in that three-quarter, full-court pressure.
Lowcamper's not scored yet tonight, but, boy, she's been a big part of this ballgame.
Now here's a steal by the Knights. Back the other way goes Miley Prusman, puts up a shot up off the glass, won't go down the first time, gets her own rebound, and gets that one to go down. Miley Prusman now with 8 points in the ball game, a whistle away, and it's a timeout called. 24-17, Knights in front, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City. We are back in live action now. It'll be Mound City basketball after the timeout called there by Coach Katie Doherty of the Mound City Lady Panthers. The Panthers looking to get it across the timeline. Still against this press. Now here's a pass that's tipped away. It can still controlled by the Panthers, getting deep into the clock. Now Bailey Long, as she got it across the timeline, stepped out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to the Knights. 6:01 showing on the game clock. Third quarter, 24-17. South Holt in front here.
Ava Barnes back up off the bench, getting set to check in now for Mound City.
Chloe Prusman with the basketball for the Knights on the right side. Goes to the left side with it to Schroeder. Schroeder finds Zoe Prusman, top of the key. Here's a three-point open look by Geyer that's drilled on the left wing. Riley Geyer knocks down the three-pointer. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and it's stretched to a 10-point lead for the Knights now, 27-17 on the three-pointer by Geyer. Mound City has the ball knocked away out of bounds, last touch by the Knights. The buzzer, here comes Barnes up from the scorer's table. She will replace Bailey Long. It'll be Panther basketball here. Low Camper will toss it into Meadows. Meadows looking to dribble it across the timeline. Now passes it to Quilty on the left side. Whistle and a reach-in foul, I believe, is going to be called on the Knights. I believe Quilty was trying to dribble through defenders there, and one of them got a hand on her.
That foul is going to be called on Riley Schroeder. On Schroeder, that's her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Knights.
Six with Mound City here. This is Quilty again with it. Free throw line, picks up her dribble, back out to Meadows at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Hux. Underneath, looking to go to Barnes underneath there, and the ball is tipped out of bounds as they were trying to go with it. Ends up in the hands of Knights.
That's a tough pass to make down there to Barnes because she's so overmatched on size.
Yeah.
Down in the baseline, pretty hard to get the ball into her.
Sub in off the bench for the Knights. I believe that was Sipes checking into the ball game. It'll be Mound City basketball. The pass goes in from the baseline to Meadows at the top of the key. Now here's Low Camper with it at the free throw line. Out to Quilty. Left wing 3-point shot won't go down. Defensive rebound right there for it with Chloe Prusman. Prusman will bring it across the timeline herself. We got 5 minutes showing on the third quarter game clock. 27-17 the score, still in favor of the South Holt Knights. This is Sipes with it for South Holt at the top of the key. Now she'll go to the right side. Looking to go underneath it to Miley Prusman from Zoe Prusman. The ball will go out of bounds, but last touched by the Panthers.
Ava Barnes got a hand on it as it went by under there.
Kind of just flipped the switch there. All right, here goes Geyer with a baseline dribble drive. Shot up off the glass, won't go down. Offensive rebound right there was Chloe Prusman. Puts the shot up, but a whistle and a foul. And she will go to the free throw line after the offensive rebound, Chloe Prusman.
Powell's going to be called on Meadows, apparently. Have to wait till they post that. Yep. On Sydney Meadows, her first personal, team foul number one.
Chloe Prusman at the free throw line. 3 points in the ball game here this evening. Gets the first free throw to go down. Now an 11-point lead here for the South Holt Knights. Prusman, the senior, takes aim for her second free throw. Shot is on the way, up and good. Now she's got 5 points in the ball game. And it'll be Mound City basketball still facing this full court pressure, really putting a lot of stress on the ball handlers of Mound City, doing a good job defensively. Now they do get it across the timeline. This is Meadows. Meadows working against Geyer, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Geyer there.
On Geyer, that's her third personal, team foul number two of the half on the Knights.
Something to keep in mind, Geyer and Schroeder for the Knights, both with three fouls here early in the second half. Now the Mound City Panthers have the basketball. This is Meadows going to the right side with it to Quilty. Quilty back to Kendall Hux, a cross-court pass, 3-point shot left wing, good. Knocked down there by Kendall Hux for her first points of the ball game. She's got three, and we're back to a 9-point lead for the Knights.
Well, the Knights left Kendall Hux standing out here completely unguarded, and she made him pay.
Here's another 3-point shot for the Knights now. This is Prusman, Zoe Prusman, trying to knock down the triple. Won't go down. Defensive rebound, Ava Barnes. Barnes gets the rebound. Now they're trying to get it across the timeline once again. Do so to Kendall Hux. Finds a cutting Low Camper. Low Camper tries to go up with a shot. Has the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Panthers. Good defense there by Miley Prusman. 3:43 left to play. Third period. 29-20. South Holt in front of Mound City here in this third place consolation game on the girls' side. Here's an inbound pass to Hux. Hux, free throw line jump shot, won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Hux was trying to shoot that jump shot.
Pretty sure Abby Sipes is going to get called for this one on Abby, her first personal, team foul number three on the Knights.
So that'll send Kendall Hux to the free throw line, who just knocked down that 3-point jump shot. First free throw for Hux will not go down. Sub into the ball game now comes
Olivia
Prusman. There's a lot of Prusmans out there.
Oh.
I think all four of them are out there now. Yep, they sure are. So Hux will have another opportunity to free throw here. Jot is on his way, up and good. Whistle. I believe they got another lane violation. So that count that free throw off, lane violation. So it remains a 9-point lead for the Knights. We're coming back the other way with it. This is Chloe Prusman.
She made it, too.
I know it. All right. Ball goes to the right side to Prusman, to Prusman. This is Chloe Prusman with a 3-point shot from the right corner that's knocked down. Now she's got 8 points in the ball game.
This equals the biggest lead of the game now for the Knights, up by 12, 32-20.
12-point lead. As Ava Barnes was trying to get it to Kendall Hucks there, ball is knocked out of bounds, and Hucks, I think, got the last hand on it. It'll go to the Knights.
Here's Abby Gibson into the lineup now for Mound City, checking in. She'll be in to replace Ava Barnes.
South Holt basketball, 3:16 to go, third quarter. This is Chloe Prusman with it on the left side. She'll go to the left corner. Three-point shot up for Zoe Prusman. Won't go down. The offensive rebound right there for it was Miley Prusman. A whistle and a traveling violation will be called on Miley Prusman after the offensive rebound. So it'll go back to the Panthers here. As Gibson will trigger it in. She'll go to Lil Camper on the right side. Now working it back and forth, trying to beat this press coverage here. Press zone, full court press by the Knights. Now they do. Here's Meadows up and good on the layup. They got through that zone defense, and Meadows puts the shot up and good for her second basket of the game,
for
4 points.
For some reason, the defenders just backed off and gave her an open lane to the basket.
They got the ball worked around just enough and freed Meadows up for a fast break opportunity there. Here's a turnaround jump shot by Zoe Prusman in the lane. Won't go down. She saves it from going out of bounds after the missed shot. Kicks it out to Miley Prusman. Shot won't go down from the three-point line. Ball is tipped around, ends up in the hands of Low Camper for the Panthers. Panthers pushing it ahead. This is Meadows with it on the right side. Had some numbers there. Here's Meadows on the dribble drive. Up off the glass and good. Through traffic, Sydney Meadows knocks down the layup, and it's back to an 8-point ball game.
Out of control was Sydney Meadows, but gained to regain control just enough to score.
Chloe Prusman, 3-point shot from the left corner, won't go down. Abby Gibson with the rebound here. Panthers looking to close the gap a little bit and then get within 8. They break the full court presser. They find Low Camper. Now here's Gibson with it in the left short corner. Back out to Quilty at the top of the key. Low Camper gets it underneath. Oh, nice pass underneath. Gibson can't get the shot to go down off the glass. Ends up getting the rebound for the Knights. This is Miley Prusman. Prusman will bring it across the timeline herself. Pass cross court pass to Chloe Prusman. Prusman will hold it there for a second and set up the offense. She'll kick it back out to the top of the key, Miley Prusman. Right side it goes, Zoe Prusman. Looking to crossover dribble in front of Abby Gibson there. Now it goes back to Miley Prusman. Cross-court pass. She can shoot it out there. Here's Chloe Prusman with a three-point shot that won't go down. Offensive rebound for the Knights. Miley Prusman gets it. Drips up a three-point shot. Will not go down. Defensive rebound there for it for the Panthers with Kendall Hucks. Hucks with the rebound. Clears it out. We got a 1:08 play here in the third quarter. Now we go underneath to Gibson again. Gibson with the short corner jump shot. Won't go down. Defensive rebound right there was Chloe Prusman. Prusman on the right side now. Across the timeline she comes. She'll hold it there. Elizabeth Lowcamper standing right there in her face. Playing good defense. Now Miley Prusman looking to lob it inside to Chloe Prusman. Goes over her head. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. Steps on the inbounds line. And will be a turnover to Mound City.
Abby Sipes and Riley Schroeder back into the lineup now, checking onto the floor for South Holt.
Mound City basketball here. 45 seconds left to play, third period. Score is still 32-24. South Holt in front of Mound City here. Now they go down court to Meadows. Meadows will get it, and she'll be trapped there, looking to go to Low Camper with it. Low Camper will shoot a shot with 2 feet on the three-point line. Shot won't go down. Defensive rebound comes down to Zoe Prusman, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound. I believe it's going to be on Mound City.
Going to be on Taylor Quilty. On Taylor. I'll check that. Now, wait a minute.
Let's see who they call that one. We got a timeout, a full timeout on the court, Randy, so we can step away and correct that foul when we come back. Hope you're enjoying high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong back with you here at Mound City High School. Kirk Kilman, our producer engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, bringing you tonight's presentation of high school basketball. That foul before the break was on Paige Quilty. On Paige, that is her second personal and team foul number two on the Panthers. 28.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 32-24 our score. South Holt leading Mound City in this, the girls' third place consolation game. Coming up next, boys' championship basketball, Mound City and Bishop LeBlanc.
We're back to live action here. The teams come out of the huddle. It'll be South Holt basketball, again, 28.4 showing on the game clock. It'll be South Holt basketball coming out of the timeout, see if they drew up a play of some sort. Chloe Prusman will bring it across the timeline. She'll be at the top of the key, goes to the left side with it to Zoe Prusman. Prusman has it down to 18 seconds. Now comes back to the right side. This is Sipes with it. Back across to the left side, Geyer. Geyer looking to get it inside there. Now goes back across to Sipes. Sipes will hold it there, down to 7. This is Schroeder with it, top of the key now. Goes to the right
Four
side,
seconds.
Chloe Prusman. She'll shoot it from there. I don't know if that one will count, and the refs will say no shot, and it didn't go down anyway, so that'll take us to the end of the third period. Our score, South Holt 32, Mound City 24. We'll be back in 1 minute with fourth quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes left to play in this third-place consolation game for the girls. South Holt with the basketball. We resume live action. Miley Prusman on the right elbow holds the ball. Now a cross-court pass. Gets it up top. Shot is on the way by Geyer. Up and good for three. Rayleigh Geyer with her second tray of the night. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. And it's 35-24. The lead is back to 11. Opening seconds here in the fourth quarter. This is Taylor Quilty with the ball. Into Lowcamper. Back up top of the key. Again, it comes to Quilty. Meadows handled it for a moment. Skip pass across court. Kendall Hucks inside the paint. Lowcamper. Pass over to Quilty. Under the basket, Quilty tries to force up a shot that's partially blocked. We're going to see Taylor Quilty at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for Mound City.
Foul is going to be called on Zoe Prusman. That'll be her first personal foul. Team's fifth of this second period.
Taylor Quilty at the line shooting two shots. She has 11 points, all of them from the field. Shot is up and good. Taylor Quilty now with 12 in the ballgame. She'll have another shot coming. 10-point ballgame, 35-25 with 7:22 to go in the game. Taylor Quilty, second free throw. The shot is in the air. It's up and it is good. Rolled around a couple of times and went down for her. Taylor Quilty now with 13 points in the ballgame. 35-26. The lead is 9. On the dribble comes Chloe Prusman into forecourt. Chloe Prusman over to the left elbow with it. Hold the dribble for a minute. Allie gives to Zoe Prusman. Back up to the top of the key on the near right side. Chloe Prusman driving lay-in up, in and out of there. Rebound brought down by Lowcamper. Lowcamper's been a real workhorse underneath the basket offensively and defensively tonight. Into forecourt, they come to Taylor Quilty with the pass. Taylor Quilty gives it up to Sydney Meadows, around the horn, under the basket, forcing up the shot, a whistle, and a foul. Put the shot up under there, I think. Was that...
Lowcamper was under there. That was too quick on the numbers. I didn't see it. Let's see who they called that one off.
Be at the line shooting two shots here. She has not scored yet this evening, but, boy, she's been a big part of this effort. Free throw is up, off, no good. She'll get another attempt.
They called that foul on Zoe Prusman. That'll be her second, team's fifth.
All right, at the line. Ready for her second shot is Lowcamper. Elizabeth Lowcamper, a six-foot junior. Free throw is on the way. This one is good. Her first point of the night. And the lead is back down to 8 now, 35-27. Here come the Knights with the ball. That's Chloe Prusman on the dribble. Chloe Prusman looks to the right elbow to Zoe Prusman, feeding it inside to Chloe. Lay-in is up and good. That was Chloe that got that one, right?
Miley.
Okay, I got my Prusmans crossed up under here. When you get four of them out there at once, well, it starts to get interesting. At the free throw line, Lokemper gives out to Quilty for three. Left side, too long, off no good. Prusman with the rebound. What happened here? Oh, just a power, okay. On the right side with the ball is Chloe Prusman. Lob pass inside in traffic, off the glass. Shot is up and good by Riley Schroeder. Schroeder's got 4 points, 39-27. The lead is back to 12. Southold opening up a big advantage again with 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Lokemper comes to Quilty in forecourt. Quilty's going to be double-teamed. There's Lokemper at the free throw line. Open look, turnaround shot up and good. That's her first field goal of the night for Elizabeth Lokemper. She now has 3 points, and it's a 10-point contest, 39-29. Lob pass goes underneath. Quilty tips it away. Grabbed up by Lokemper. Then the ball turned over. It'll go off the foot of Rayleigh Geyer out of bounds, and it'll belong to Mound City.
Sub in for the Panthers. Bailey Long checking into the game, replacing Abby Gibson.
So Gibson sets out. It'll be Mound City's basketball. Official waiting for some of the fans here to clear the area, I think. A lot of fans arriving for that upcoming boys championship game. 5:35 to go in this one, 39-29. Mound City trailing South Hope by 10. Panthers basketball, Quilty on the dribble. Quilty across court, over to the, on the far side, tried to get it to Bailey Long. Bailey couldn't handle it, the ball got away. A big welcome to all of our friends and all of our listeners in Northwest Missouri listening to the Sunny 101.3 signal, and those of you all across the country listening in online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us. You're having as much fun listening to this Mound City tournament as we're having broadcasting the thing. Why, you're having a good time, because this has been a really fun week. Ball finally worked around here at the top of the key after a tie-up. Stolen by Quilty. Quilty wants to take it all the way in. She's moving the defender, moving toward the basket, and a whistle and a foul. Taylor Quilty is not an easy one to stop once she gets up ahead of steam moving to the bucket there.
They're going to call that foul on Miley Prusman. On Prusman, that'll be her first personal foul. Team sixth, Taylor Quilty at the line for the Panthers.
Taylor Quilty at the line. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight so far. This one is short off the front of the rim. Taylor has 13 points in the ballgame. And Taylor will have another shot coming here with 5 minutes left to play in the game. Her team down by 10. Quilty's second free throw is up, and it's off. Won't go, and the rebound comes down to South Holt. Knights with the basketball into forecourt is Chloe Prusman. Chloe Prusman, right elbow, top of the key. Feeds it up here to Miley Prusman. Miley, one dribble, now works between the rings. Picked up her dribble, needs help. Gets it to the left wing. Trying to penetrate is Riley Schroeder. Schroeder lost a handle on it for a moment. Managed to get the ball over to Zoe Prusman. Timeout's going to be taken by South Holt with 4:38 to play in the ballgame. 39-29. South Holt is up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. 4 minutes, 38 seconds left to play in this third place consolation game in the girls' bracket of the Mound City Invitational Tournament. South Holt up by 10, 39-29 over Mound City. South Holt has the basketball to Rayleigh Geyer under the basket, off the glass, up and good. Geyer snuck in behind the defense, found herself wide open under there, and got a nice pass. Now here's a steal. South Holt coming up with a steal and the ball tipped away. Getting the steal was Miley Prusman. Then Taylor Quilty knocked the ball away from Miley. It goes out of bounds off of Quilty, and it'll stay with South Holt. They'll play it in the corner on the baseline. Gets it into Geyer. Geyer, a little head and shoulders fake, now puts it to the top of the key to underneath the bucket. They go into Prusman. Ball tipped away. Quilty comes up with the loose basketball. Lokemper at the midcourt line comes back to Quilty. Quilty will dribble it across the timeline. Quilty into the corner left side. Her pass comes down here in the paint. Knocked away from a long. Stolen away the other direction underneath the Geyer. Geyer with a shot. Can't get it. Whistle and a foul is going to be, I think, on Sydney Meadows.
That will be on Sidney Meadows. On Meadows, that'll be her second personal foul, team's third of this second half.
I think Sidney made a conscious effort just to spend one there and prevent an easy lay-in by Raylee Geyer. She's going to send Geyer to the line and make her earn the points. Free throw is up and good, first one. That's Geyer's first free throw attempt of the night. Let's see, she's got 15 points, I believe. Yeah, looking for number 16 here at the line. Shot is up and good. She's got 16 for the night, and that puts her team up 42-29, a 13-point lead, under 4 minutes to go. Here's a steal by Geyer on the inbound pass. Geyer comes up with the basketball and stepped out of bounds. She got forced out of bounds on a good defensive play by Bailey Long over on the far side. So Mound City will get the basketball back, down by 14 now, 43-29 is your score. Into Lowkemper. Timeout's going to be taken by Mound City. 3:40 to go here in the ball game. 43-29 your score. Mound City trails. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And while we have just a minute, we'll take a moment here just to wish all of our listeners and friends all around the country listening on MSCSports.net a very happy holiday season from all of us at Sunny 101.3. December is one of my favorite months of the year. Number one, because basketball gets fired up. Number two, because I have small grandchildren, and Christmas is a lot of fun when there's little ones involved. Believe it or not, we do get enough time away from the basketball microphones to enjoy friends and family for the holidays. I think we've got a 10-day break in there this year over Christmas, so that's going to be looking forward to that. Back to live action. Mound City has the basketball. This is Sidney Meadows up to the top of the key. Gives it up to Kendall Hucks. Hucks takes a couple of dribbles. Look for Meadows, and now we've got an away from the ball foul call here.
I believe they're going to call an offensive foul on Elizabeth Lowkemper there. I didn't see what happened.
Must have got a little too physical on the baseline. That's her third personal. And team foul number four. Here comes South Holt with a 14-point lead, 43-29, 3:24 to go in the ballgame. The Knights can afford to be patient here now. And underneath it goes in traffic, down under to Geyer. Geyer kicks it out into the corner, now at the free throw line. Right wing, there's a three on the way. Got it. Wow, that was nothing but net for Chloe Prusman. Not sure that's what Josh Peterson wants his girls doing with 3 minutes to go and up by 14, but they put it down and suddenly they're up by 17. Right side, Bailey Long feeds it into Lowkemper in the paint. Lowkemper up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Elizabeth Lowkemper back to the line. She'll be shooting two shots. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight and has 3 points.
Foul is on South Holt's Miley Prusman, her second personal foul, team seventh of the second half.
Lowkemper's first free throw is up and good. Elizabeth Lowkemper now two out of three from the line, 4 points on the evening. Lowkemper, a six-foot junior, playing here for Coach Katie Doherty. Second shot coming up for Lowkemper's up, and this one's good also. Nothing but nylon on either one of those. She put them both down. 46-31. The lead is 15 now with 2:45 to go in the ballgame. You would expect to see South Holt maybe slowing things down a little, but they tried to force one underneath, and Kendall Hutch gets the steal. Really, they're still playing aggressive basketball, even with only 2.5 minutes left and a 15-point lead. And honestly, it cost them there with a turnover. Down court, the pass is tipped away from Taylor Quilty. Defensive effort there by Chloe Prusman. It'll stay with Mound City. Inbounded to Kendall Hucks. And Hucks comes to the left elbow to Sidney Meadows. Back up top to Hucks. Gets a pick set over there by Quilty. Meadows feeds it inside. Lowkemper, turnaround jump shot. Lowkemper up and off, no good. Bailey Long battling for the rebound down there with Prusman.
Jump ball is going to be the call. Possession arrow stays with the Panthers.
So Mound City will inbound it. They'll play it in under their own basket. Taylor Quilty will trigger it in. She'll stand just to the left side of her own backboard on the baseline. Lobs it into Lowkemper in the paint. Lowkemper has the ball stripped away from her and stolen on the fast break coming the other direction. That's Miley Prusman with the ball. Miley Prusman gives it up to Chloe Prusman. Off to the left elbow. Now trying to work toward the basket is Riley Schroeder. There's a long three that's put up by Rayleigh Geyer that doesn't go. Battle for the rebound. Follow shot put back up and off no good. And coming out of there with the rebound is little Sydney Meadows. All those big people. Meadows comes away with the ball. To the left side. Dribbling toward the basket for Mound City to move to the hoop was Lowcamper, but a whistle before she can shoot the ball.
Foul's going to be called on Chloe Prusman. That'll be Chloe's first personal foul. Team's eighth, I believe.
So we're in the 1-1. Timeout on the floor, 1:39 to go in the ballgame. 46-31, Southold is up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, the legal department tells me we're supposed to tell you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM in Falls City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. High school basketball, one of our trademarks here at Sunny 101.3, part of our annual support of all the area high schools, football games, basketball games, volleyball at state tournament. Do a little bit of everything with the high schools, and we have a good time doing it. A minute 39 to play here. Boys championship game coming up after this at the free throw line for Mound City will be Elizabeth Lowcamper. Lowcamper, 3 out of 4 from the line, has 5 points tonight. Here she's shooting 1-1. The free throw is up, and it is short. The ball is tipped around. We have a whistle on the fight for the rebound.
They're going to call that foul on Bailey Long, trying to get the rebound there for the Panthers. On Long, that'll be her first personal foul, team's fifth.
All right, the ball goes back to South Holt. On the dribble comes Chloe Prusman across the timeline. She can afford to be patient here with a 15-point lead and 90 seconds to play. Dumps to the right wing with it to Zoe Prusman. Back to Chloe Prusman. To the left side, Abby Sipes. Somebody that's not Prusman handled the ball over there. Now Rayleigh Geyer with the ball. Geyer backs it out. Lowcamper comes out to chase after her. Geyer comes clear out to the mid-court circle. Now a cross-court pass left side. Abby Sipes driving lay-in. Sipes can't get it. Rebound down to Bailey Long. Bailey Long gets the outlet pass. Kicks the ball out to Sydney Meadows. Meadows met in a press in backcourt. Goes into Bailey Long. Free throw line. Turnaround shot up and off. No good. The ball gets way out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Zoe Prusman. It'll stay with Mound City. Less than a minute to play. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. That'll come up right after the ball game, or about 2 minutes after the ball game, to be exact. Quilty inbounds the pass, top of the key. Here's a long three off the glass that won't go. Everybody after the scramble for the loose basketball. South Holt comes out of it. Rayleigh Geyer, down court pass, driving lay-in up. No, that wouldn't go. Put up by Olivia Prusman. Rebound is pulled down by Bailey Long. Long gives the ball out to Sydney Meadows with 34 seconds to go. Meadows still in backcourt. Amazing. They're being pressed. Geyer with a steal. Nope, she kicked it off her foot. You're up by 15. There's 30 seconds to go, and you're picking up a press out here. That's an interesting strategy, isn't it? It's working.
Sub in for South Holt here. This is Katie Mendenhall checking into the ballgame for the first time here this evening.
Katie, a freshman, going to be able to say she played in the third-place consolation win here for South Holt. Left side with it, Rayleigh Geyer. Geyer, or check that, goes to Quilty. There's a shot from the right elbow. Meadows, that's up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Finally a whistle. And possession arrow is going to point the direction of South Holt. 14 seconds left to play. It's a 15-point ball game. South Holt on top. Coach Josh Peterson and his South Holt Lady Knights will take the third-place honors tonight here at Mound City. It's a long down-court pass coming up to get it. Who just checked in here is Katie Mendenhall. Mendenhall gives the ball up to Geyer. Geyer right side to Mendenhall, saves it from going out of bounds. Back to Geyer again, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're just going to let time wind down here. That'll be your ball game. Your final score tonight, South Holt 46 and Mound City 31. Stay tuned. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the Arm Rooster Motor Company post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Arm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City. Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back to Mound City High School in the middle of a standing ovation. And before we get to the post-game scoring wrap, we want to share what just took place here at the conclusion of the game. Mound City High School has just honored Elvin Ungles. He's a longtime clock operator here. I'm going to share with you the information that was just read over the PA system. They said they'd like to take a moment to honor an individual who has dedicated a tremendous amount of time to the Mound City School District. Elvin Ungles began teaching at Mound City in 1966. During this time, he wore many hats that included being a math teacher, high school counselor, junior high football, basketball, and track coach, high school football, high school track coach, high school volleyball coach. In December of 2008, Elvin was inducted into the Missouri Track and Cross Country Coaches Hall of Fame. He coached 25 state champion individual or relay teams and captured 8 state trophies. After retirement from teaching at Mound City in 1998, Elvin continued to drive the bus to multiple school events, which he did for 45 years, and kept the score clock for volleyball and basketball games for the past 40 years. It's an honor and privilege for Mound City to present the Mound City R2 Distinguished Service Award to Mr. Elvin Ungles. And I might add there, I'm proud to call Elvin my friend. He's one of the many acquaintances and good friendships that we've developed over the years. I know John Nixon joins me in congratulating our friend Elvin Ungles on receiving the Distinguished Service Award from Mound City High School. Now, with that said, it's time for the Arm Rooster Motor Company post-game scoring recap. Arm Rooster Motor Company in Falls City has been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Let's take a look at the numbers, Cody.
Again, like Randy said, the final score of that third-place consolation game was South Holt 46 and Mound City 31. The scoring for South Holt: Ray Lee Geyer had 16 points. Chloe Prusman had 11 points with 3 three-pointers. Miley Prusman added 10 points, and it was 5 points for Zoe Prusman and 4 points for Riley Schroeder for their total of 46. The Knights were 4 for 10 from the free throw line here this evening. For the Mound City Panthers, they were led by Taylor Quilty. Quilty had 13 points, 11 of those coming in the first half. Sydney Meadows added 6 points, 5 points for Elizabeth Lowcamper, 4 points for Bailey Long, and it was 3 points for Kendall Huck and their total of 31. Again, the final score, 46-31. South Holt Knights get the consolation third-place victory here this evening.
As post-game scoring recap brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company in Falls City, they invite you to speak to one of their highly qualified sales team members about a new or used vehicle today. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Then we're going to update you with our local weather. We want to make sure, Kirk, you pick that up. We will do weather. 2 minutes weather and then a one-minute break, and we'll be back here live on Sunny 101.3.